Stained Red by Luca, Marco, and Drew.
Hey guys, when are we leaving?
Soon, just 1 second.
But what's taking so long?
I have to get some. Just wait.
Alright, fine, I'm getting hungry, so I'm just gonna go downstairs and get some food.
Yeah, whatever, just give me a minute and don't come up here.
As Andrew reached the cabinet, he asked Nathan, "Hey dude, why is Joe acting so weird?"
"I don't know, he always acts like this around Halloween time."
As all the guys followed him out the door, Joe slammed running and slammed the door.
The crunching of leaves beneath our feet. We went down the dark, narrow path. Looking through the trees, you could see the green, murky water. We took a breather, ate some candy, and started again.
Guys, I forgot my candy bag. I gotta go back.
Joe and Johnny left in search of Johnny's candy bag. Kevin felt that these woods were not scary at all. He spoke a story to all the boys. He told them how in the winter the lake is perfect for hockey. His scar under his chin moved with his bottom jaw. His curly hair was in a fuss to keep it away from the thorny bushes.
"Help! Help! It's Joe! I need help!"
The sound of his frightful voice echoed through the vacant forest.
"Johnny! Joe!" Kevin and his gang then turned and sprinted in the direction of the missing victims. They found the bag of and candy. The odd thing, though, was that all the treats were all over the place, and they were red, stained red. They only found Joe's bag, not Johnny's. They turned around and saw the lake. Through the thick green mist, they could see the contour of a man with a crooked smile. The man tossed two corpses into the green, murky water. Hiss. Hit. There they lay, floating, floating, floating. Then they sank down.
Kevin told everyone to calm down, but Rick was about to go insane. He ran through the dark path and fell to his death. A bloody arrow shot, sharp rock was left. Kevin and Andrew and Nathan screamed home. At the door of the footsteps was Joe. He was panicking with everyone else. They slammed the door and the clicking of the lock on the door. Kevin noticed a red stain on his jet black shoes. Stained red. "Why did you lock the door?" questioned Kevin. "There's a killer on the loose!" Andrew, Nathan, and Kevin saw the butcher's steel knife peeking through Joe's bag, stained red.